Every successful person you look up to, whether it's an entrepreneur, an athlete, or someone you admire in your field, has one thing in common. They all have mastered their mornings. The early hours of the day are where the foundation for success is built, and the power of waking up at 5 a.m. is something you can tap into to transform your life. The 5 a.m. habit is not just about waking up early, it's about setting a tone for the entire day. It's about creating a space where you can work on yourself, where distractions are minimal, and you have the energy and clarity to set and achieve your goals. Think of the early morning as a gift, a time that belongs to you alone, where you can focus on your growth and take steps toward your dreams. This book is going to walk you through how to start waking up at 5 a.m. and making the most of those hours. We'll dive into the habits, the mindset, and the practical steps to help you make it a permanent part of your life. The 5 a.m. habit can help you gain more clarity, more focus, and more control over your time. It can help you prioritize what matters most and take consistent action toward your goals. Most importantly, it's about improving yourself day by day so that your future self looks back and thanks you for the commitment you made today. If you've ever wondered how the most successful people get so much done, you're about to discover the secret. It's all about the mornings. What you do in the first few hours after waking up sets the tone for the rest of your day. The good news, you can start building these habits right now. This isn't about perfection, it's about taking that first step and sticking with it. By the end of this book, you'll have everything you need to make waking up at 5 a.m. a powerful habit that will reshape your life. If you're ready to make that change and commit to a new, better version of yourself, then let's dive in. Chapter 1. Why wake up at 5 a.m.? The alarm rings, and for a brief moment, there's a choice. Stay curled under the warmth of the blankets, or rise before the world stirs. Most people surrender to the comfort of sleep, but those who decide otherwise unlock a different kind of life. Waking up at 5 a.m. isn't just about getting up early, it's about claiming control over time, decisions, and ultimately, success. Mornings carry a power that few recognize. The world is silent, distractions are absent, and the mind is clear. There are no emails demanding responses, no social media pulling attention, no urgent calls disrupting focus. It is a rare and valuable window, a time that belongs entirely to the one who chooses to wake up. Those who seize it operate on a different level. They don't start their day feeling behind. Instead, they begin with intention, already ahead, while the rest of the world is still asleep. Many people struggle with time. They chase tasks throughout the day, always feeling like there's not enough of it. The truth is, time isn't the issue, priorities are. Those who wake at 5 a.m. don't magically have more hours than everyone else. They simply make better use of the ones available. Mornings give space to focus on what truly matters, whether that's fitness, learning, strategic thinking, or deep work. The most successful people in the world, leaders, athletes, thinkers, share this habit because they understand one thing: the morning hours are where breakthroughs happen. Discipline is the foundation of success, and few things build discipline like rising early. When the decision to wake up at 5 a.m. becomes non-negotiable, it creates a ripple effect across all areas of life. The ability to override the impulse to sleep in strengthens mental toughness. Each morning, a small but significant battle is won, reinforcing the belief that self-control is possible. Over time, this discipline extends beyond waking up. It shapes the way decisions are made, how challenges are faced, and how consistency is maintained in pursuit of goals. The human brain operates at peak efficiency in the early hours. There is a clarity that fades as the day progresses. The first thoughts of the morning set the direction for everything that follows. Those who start their day in a rush, barely getting ready in time, carry that frantic energy into their work. But those who begin in calm, purposeful silence set a different tone. They start with reflection, movement, and strategic planning, ensuring that their day unfolds with clarity and focus, rather than chaos. Energy is another factor that makes early rising a game changer. While it may seem like waking up earlier would lead to exhaustion, the opposite is true. The body adapts. When sleep is structured properly, waking at 5 a.m. leads to sustained energy throughout the day. The sluggishness that often lingers when sleeping late disappears. There's no rushing, no stress of running behind schedule, only the steady, controlled momentum of someone who has taken charge of their time. Productivity isn't about working longer hours, it's about working with better focus. Those who wake early accomplish more by 9 a.m. than many do in an entire day. Distractions are minimal, willpower is at its peak, and the ability to concentrate is unmatched. This is why some of the world's most accomplished individuals guard their morning routines fiercely. They know that the first few hours shape everything that comes after. For those who claim to be night owls, the reality is often different from what they believe. It's not that they function better at night, it's that their habits have conditioned them to do so. Late nights filled with screens, distractions, and artificial light disrupt the body's natural rhythm. In contrast, aligning with the morning cycle brings deeper sleep, better health, and sharper thinking. It isn't about forcing an unnatural schedule, it's about resetting to what the body was designed for. The transition to waking up at 5 a.m. doesn't have to be drastic. It's a process of small shifts. Going to bed earlier, cutting out nighttime distractions, and giving the body time to adjust makes the change sustainable. Setting a clear reason for waking up early creates motivation. If the morning has a purpose, exercise, reading, writing, planning, it becomes easier to rise. The mind no longer associates early mornings with sacrifice, but with an opportunity to build something greater. What happens at 5 a.m. affects the entire day. A rushed morning leads to scattered thoughts, poor decisions, and a lack of direction. A structured morning builds confidence, resilience, and a sense of progress before the world even wakes up. There is a distinct difference between reacting to the day and leading it. Those who choose the latter do not leave their success to chance. They design it, one morning at a time. The most significant changes in life come from the smallest decisions. Waking up at 5 a.m. seems simple, but it is a declaration of intent. It is a commitment to discipline, growth, and the relentless pursuit of a better self. It is proof that success is not about grand gestures, but about consistency in the moments that seem insignificant. At 5 a.m., there is no pressure, no expectations, no noise, only a quiet opportunity to become better than the day before. The choice is always there. Stay asleep and let life dictate the pace, or rise with purpose and take control. One decision, made every morning, can redefine the future. Chapter 2. Breaking the snooze cycle. The warmth of the bed, the comfort of another few minutes, the voice inside whispering that waking up early can wait until tomorrow. The hand reaches for the snooze button almost automatically, not out of choice but out of habit. It feels harmless, just 5 more minutes. Then another. Before long, the extra minutes turn into another hour, and the morning that was supposed to start with energy begins with regret. Hitting snooze is not just delaying the day, it's delaying progress. It seems like a small act, but over time, it becomes a pattern of postponing things that matter. The habit of snoozing doesn't stay confined to the morning, it spills into every part of life. The gym session that gets skipped, the book that never gets read, the business idea that remains just an idea. Success is built on the ability to make decisions that align with long-term goals rather than short-term comfort, and that first decision, getting out of bed when the alarm rings, sets the tone for everything that follows. The mind is always looking for the easy way out. In the early morning, when sleep still lingers, it becomes an expert negotiator. It presents convincing arguments. It's too cold, too early. Sleep is important. 5 more minutes won't hurt. These thoughts aren't facts. They are simply impulses. The problem isn't waking up. It's the decision made in that groggy moment. The battle is won before the alarm ever rings, and preparation is the key to breaking the cycle. Sleep inertia, the heavy, sluggish feeling right after waking, tricks people into thinking they need more rest. But the body doesn't actually need those extra snooze minutes. They provide no real benefit. In fact, fragmented sleep after hitting snooze can make waking up even harder. The brain starts a new sleep cycle, only to be interrupted again, leading to more grogginess, not less. The only way to feel fully awake is to commit to getting up immediately, without hesitation. Changing this habit starts the night before. Most people don't struggle with waking up early. They struggle with going to bed at a time that allows them to wake up refreshed. Sleep quality matters more than sleep quantity. Scrolling through a phone late at night, watching one more episode, or lying awake thinking about the day all contribute to the exhaustion felt in the morning. Setting a bedtime that guarantees enough rest makes waking up at the first alarm far easier. The placement of the alarm clock plays a role as well. If the alarm is within reach, the temptation to snooze is stronger. Moving it across the room forces movement. The simple act of standing up changes everything. Once the feet hit the floor, momentum takes over. A glass of water, a splash of cold water on the face, exposure to light, these small actions signal to the body that it's time to start the day. Another powerful trick is setting an immediate reason to wake up. If the first moments of the morning have purpose, getting out of bed feels like an opportunity rather than an obligation. Whether it's an early workout, journaling, reading, or working on a passion project, having a defined reason eliminates the temptation to delay. If waking up feels like an empty task, the bed will always seem like the better option. Accountability can also be a game changer. Telling someone about the commitment to wake up early adds a level of responsibility. Meeting a workout partner, joining a morning challenge, or even using an app that tracks wake-up times creates an external push to follow through. Humans are wired to keep promises to others, sometimes more than to themselves. Using that to an advantage can help solidify the habit. The first few days of resisting the snooze button will be the hardest. The body will fight it, the mind will resist, and old habits will try to return. But habits are simply repeated actions, and with enough consistency, the new pattern becomes automatic. The key is never negotiating with the mind in that moment of weakness. The alarm goes off, and the action is immediate. No thinking, no excuses, just movement. The discipline gained from this one habit extends far beyond the morning. It builds mental toughness, sharpens decision-making, and strengthens self-control. The ability to override the impulse for comfort translates into work, fitness, relationships, and personal growth. Every time the decision is made to get up rather than snooze, it reinforces the belief that control is possible. The morning is the foundation of the day. When it starts with discipline, everything else follows. There is a difference between those who rise with purpose and those who start their day in delay. One group moves forward, the other stays stuck. The choice is simple but powerful. Breaking the snooze cycle isn't about waking up earlier. It's about taking control of life, one morning at a time. Chapter 3. Mind and Body Activation. The moment the body rises from sleep, the way the next few minutes unfold determines the energy, focus and momentum for the rest of the day. Many people wake up feeling groggy, their minds sluggish, their bodies stiff. They stumble through the morning, dragging themselves into routine, wondering why they feel exhausted, even after a full night's sleep. The truth is, the way the body and mind are activated in those first moments matters just as much as the number of hours slept. Waking up is not just about opening the eyes, it's about preparing the entire system to function at its best. Sleep is a reset. During the night, the body repairs itself, processes emotions and stores memories. But the transition from deep rest to wakefulness isn't always smooth. That heavy feeling in the morning isn't a sign of needing more sleep. It's the body adjusting to the shift in state. The sooner it gets moving, the faster it adapts. Instead of rolling over and scrolling through a phone, the first action of the morning should be movement. Stretching, standing up, taking a deep breath, all of these signal to the brain that it's time to switch on. The body and mind are deeply connected. One influences the other. If the body remains still and passive, the brain stays foggy. If the body moves with purpose, the mind follows. Hydration is another essential piece that most people overlook. After several hours without water, the body wakes up in a state of mild dehydration. This alone can cause fatigue and sluggish thinking. A glass of water in the first few minutes of waking up rehydrates the system, wakes up digestion, and jumpstarts circulation. Even something this simple makes a noticeable difference in energy levels. Coffee may be a habit, but water is a necessity. The body needs it first before anything else. Exposure to natural light is one of the fastest ways to signal wakefulness. The body's internal clock, known as the circadian rhythm, responds directly to light and darkness. This is why waking up in a dim room with the curtains closed can make it harder to feel alert. Stepping outside, opening a window, or simply turning on bright lights tells the brain that the day has begun. Morning sunlight in particular regulates hormones that affect mood, focus, and energy throughout the entire day. Breathing plays a huge role in how the body feels after waking up. Most people don't think about their breath. It happens automatically. But intentional breathing changes everything. Deep, controlled breaths increase oxygen flow, clear mental fog, and activate the nervous system. Slow inhales through the nose, held for a moment, then released slowly through the mouth, send a clear signal to the brain. Wake up. Be present, be ready. Shallow breathing keeps the body in a low energy state. Deep breathing does the opposite. It fuels the system with fresh air and focus. The body craves movement first thing in the morning. Stiffness from sleep needs to be worked out. Stretching, yoga, or light exercise makes the body feel awake faster than anything else. This doesn't mean an intense workout is necessary at dawn. Even simple stretches, a short walk, or a few minutes of body weight exercises activate circulation, loosen tight muscles, and prepare the body for the demands of the day. The energy created in those moments lasts for hours. Beyond the physical aspect, activating the mind in the morning is just as important. Many people start their day in a reactive state, letting emails, notifications and social media dictate their thoughts. Instead of consuming outside noise, the first moments of the day should be used to check in with personal thoughts. Writing down ideas, reflecting on goals, or simply sitting in silence allows the mind to set its own course. The brain is most clear in the morning. This is the best time to focus on what truly matters before the distractions begin. Mindset shifts happen easiest in the early hours. The thoughts that dominate the first part of the day tend to shape everything that follows. If the morning is filled with stress, rush, and frustration, that energy carries into the rest of the day. If it starts with intention, clarity, and purpose, everything else aligns. The way the morning begins is a choice. It's not about waking up and hoping to feel good. It's about taking action to ensure the mind and body are in the best possible state from the very first moment. Many successful people treat the morning as their most valuable time because they understand its impact. They don't leave their energy levels to chance. They prime their bodies and minds for peak performance by following simple but powerful habits. Hydration, movement, breathing, light exposure, and a moment of mental clarity. None of these take much time, but their effect is massive. It's not about having a long, complicated routine. It's about making small, deliberate choices that create momentum. The difference between a day that feels sluggish and one that feels powerful starts with the first few actions after waking up. The body and mind are waiting for direction. Give them the right signals, and the entire day transforms. Chapter 4. Winning the morning. The way the morning begins determines the course of the entire day. Some people wake up and drift aimlessly, reacting to whatever comes their way. Others take control from the first moment, setting the pace with purpose and direction. Success isn't about working harder, it's about structuring time in a way that maximizes focus, energy, and clarity. The morning is the foundation, and those who use it wisely set themselves apart in every area of life. Most people rush through their mornings, scrambling to get ready, barely thinking about what they're doing. They check their phones before they even get out of bed, letting emails and notifications dictate their first thoughts. By the time they start their day, their mind is already cluttered, their mood shaped by outside forces. This reactive approach creates stress before anything meaningful has even begun. The alternative is a structured morning, one designed with clear intention to build momentum and take control. A strong morning starts with knowing exactly what needs to be done and eliminating anything that causes unnecessary friction. Decisions made in the early hours should be simple. The more choices the brain has to process, the more energy it drains. This is why successful people streamline their mornings. They prepare their clothes the night before, plan their tasks in advance, and follow a routine that removes guesswork. When the morning is automatic, energy is reserved for the things that truly matter. What happens first thing in the morning sets the mental tone for the entire day. Some people wake up and immediately expose themselves to stress, checking the news, scrolling social media, or thinking about everything that could go wrong. Others take a different approach. They start with something positive, reading, writing, meditation, or even just sitting in silence and organizing their thoughts. This isn't about avoiding reality, it's about choosing what enters the mind first. The brain is most receptive in the early hours, and whatever it absorbs will shape its state for the rest of the day. Time in the morning should be treated like an investment. Some people waste these valuable hours by moving slowly, hitting snooze, or getting lost in distractions. Others see this as an opportunity to gain an edge, to work on their goals while the world is still quiet. The key is to use the morning for something meaningful, whether that's learning, strategizing, exercising, or making progress on a personal project. The more purpose built into the early hours, the more productive the entire day becomes. Momentum is created by action, not by thought. People often wait to feel motivated before they start, but motivation comes after movement, not before. The first task of the day should be something that requires effort, but provides an immediate sense of accomplishment. This could be a workout, writing down goals, reviewing priorities, or anything that signals to the brain that progress is being made. A small victory in the morning creates confidence, and confidence fuels everything that follows. Energy levels in the morning are not just about how much sleep was had the night before, they are about how the body is treated after waking up. A sluggish start leads to sluggish thinking. The body needs movement, water, and the right nutrients to function at its best. Instead of grabbing whatever is convenient, making a conscious choice to fuel the body properly changes everything. A strong morning isn't just about what is done, it's about how the body is prepared to perform. The morning is also the best time to focus deeply without distractions. Later in the day, interruptions are inevitable. There are meetings, calls, demands from others, and unexpected situations that pull attention in different directions. But the early hours belong to the individual. This is why some of the greatest thinkers, creators, and leaders protect their mornings fiercely. They use this time for their most important work, knowing that the quality of focus in the morning is unmatched. The way the morning unfolds impacts confidence and decision-making. Someone who starts the day in control moves through the rest of it with a different mindset. They don't feel behind or overwhelmed because they have already established momentum. Their actions are deliberate, their energy steady. They aren't reacting to the day, they are leading it. A well-structured morning doesn't require complicated rituals or extreme discipline. It requires consistency. The goal is not to follow someone else's routine, but to build one that aligns with personal priorities. The small actions taken in those first few hours create a ripple effect. Those who win the morning win the day, and those who win the day shape the direction of their lives. Chapter 5. Deep work versus distractions. The modern world is filled with distractions. From the moment people wake up, they are surrounded by notifications, messages, and endless streams of information competing for their attention. It's easy to fall into the habit of constantly reacting, checking emails, scrolling through social media, responding to every small request that comes in. This kind of scattered focus makes it nearly impossible to do meaningful work. Without control over attention, the day slips away in a blur of small, unimportant tasks, leaving a feeling of exhaustion but little progress to show for it. The most successful people operate differently. They understand that their best work happens in uninterrupted blocks of deep focus. Instead of dividing their attention across multiple things at once, they set aside time where nothing else exists except the task at hand. This is the difference between being busy and being productive. People often confuse movement with progress, thinking that just because they are constantly doing something, they are accomplishing more. In reality, the ability to work deeply on a single thing without distraction is what separates high achievers from everyone else. Early morning is the best time for this kind of deep work. The mind is at its sharpest before the chaos of the day begins. There are no urgent emails, no meetings, no interruptions demanding immediate attention. This quiet window is where the most creative and important work gets done. It's where writers produce their best pages, entrepreneurs map out strategies, and problem solvers come up with their biggest breakthroughs. But using this time effectively requires a shift in mindset. It means breaking free from the habit of constantly being available and embracing the idea that focus is more valuable than responsiveness. One of the biggest reasons people struggle with deep work is that they have trained their brains to seek constant stimulation. The habit of checking notifications, refreshing inboxes, and switching between tasks creates a cycle where the mind becomes addicted to small bursts of dopamine. The problem is that this weakens the ability to concentrate. Every time attention is pulled away from a task, it takes time to refocus. Even a quick glance at a phone can break the flow, making it harder to get back into a state of deep work. The solution is simple, but not always easy. Protecting focus by eliminating unnecessary distractions. Setting up the right environment plays a major role. The brain associates spaces with activities, which is why certain locations trigger certain behaviors. A cluttered workspace filled with distractions makes it harder to concentrate, while a clean, dedicated area signals to the brain that it's time to focus. Small changes like putting the phone in another room, using noise-canceling headphones, or working in a space that minimizes interruptions can make a huge difference. The goal is to remove anything that competes for attention so that all mental energy is directed toward the work that truly matters. Another powerful strategy is time blocking, setting aside specific periods dedicated to deep work without interruption. Instead of working in a scattered way throughout the day, successful people schedule blocks of time where they work on one thing with complete focus. These sessions don't have to be long. Even an hour of uninterrupted work can produce more results than an entire day spent multitasking. The key is consistency. Training the mind to focus deeply for set periods strengthens concentration, making it easier to enter a flow state where work feels effortless. Many people resist this level of focus because they fear they will fall behind on communication. The habit of constantly checking messages and responding immediately creates the illusion of being productive, but it actually prevents real progress. The truth is, most things can wait. The world doesn't fall apart if an email is answered an hour later, or if a phone call is returned at a more convenient time. Prioritizing deep work doesn't mean ignoring responsibilities. It means structuring the day in a way that allows for both focused effort and necessary communication. Training the brain for deep work also requires learning how to manage mental energy. Not all hours of the day are equal. Some periods are naturally more productive than others. Paying attention to energy levels and structuring work accordingly leads to better results. High-focus tasks should be scheduled for times when the mind is at its best, while less demanding activities can be done when energy is lower. Instead of forcing productivity at all hours, understanding personal rhythms allows for smarter work rather than harder work. The long-term benefits of deep work go beyond productivity. The ability to focus deeply on one thing at a time strengthens discipline, improves problem-solving skills, and leads to greater satisfaction with work. There is a sense of accomplishment that comes from knowing that time was spent on something meaningful rather than being lost in distractions. Over time, this practice creates a level of mastery that sets people apart in their fields. The difference between those who achieve extraordinary results and those who stay stuck in mediocrity often comes down to how they use their time. The ones who create, innovate, and build meaningful things are the ones who control their focus instead of letting the world control it for them. Waking up early provides an opportunity to work without distractions, but making the most of that time requires discipline. It's not enough to be awake. What matters is how that time is spent. Those who master deep work don't just get more done, they produce work that truly matters. Chapter 6. Goal setting at 5 a.m. The importance of setting goals early in the day cannot be overstated. Often, people start their day without a clear sense of purpose, wandering from one task to the next without direction. As a result, time is wasted and energy is spent on activities that don't contribute to long-term success. The key to turning this around lies in setting clear, intentional goals right from the moment the day begins. When the day starts, the mind is fresh and unencumbered by the clutter of the world. It's in these early hours that one has the greatest mental clarity, which makes it the perfect time to focus on what truly matters. But too often, the morning slips away without a clear plan. People fill the space with distractions, checking emails, scrolling through social media, or worrying about the day ahead, without ever really thinking about what they want to accomplish. This unstructured approach drains energy and leaves individuals feeling overwhelmed. Instead of letting the day control them, those who succeed take control of their time by setting intentional goals as soon as they wake up. These goals don't have to be grand, life-changing achievements right away. The key is to identify what needs to be accomplished in the day, both big and small. It's about creating a roadmap for the hours ahead, giving direction and focus to every action that follows. Without this, it's easy to get lost in the noise of life. One of the most powerful tools for setting goals in the morning is to break them down into clear, actionable steps. Rather than having a vague idea of getting things done, successful individuals outline exactly what they want to accomplish and how they plan to do it. This isn't about overloading the day with tasks, it's about choosing the right tasks that align with long-term objectives. The process of goal setting in the morning involves asking, "What's the one thing I can do today that will move me closer to where I want to be?" This question helps to strip away the clutter. By focusing on what's most important, the rest of the day becomes more focused and intentional. When the first thing you do in the morning is map out the day's goals, everything else falls into place. Priorities become clearer, and decisions are easier to make. Time, which can so easily slip away, is now purposefully used. Incorporating goal setting into the morning routine doesn't have to be a complicated process. It's about taking a few minutes to reflect on the day ahead and write down what matters. Some may prefer to do this in a journal, others in a simple to-do list or on a digital note. The format doesn't matter as much as the act itself, taking the time to define what success looks like for that day. This can be something as simple as completing a work project, exercising, or spending quality time with family. It's the clarity that brings value, not the complexity of the tasks. Another effective strategy is to review both short-term and long-term goals. While it's important to focus on what needs to be done today, keeping a larger vision in mind helps to stay motivated. This doesn't mean creating an exhaustive list of dreams, but rather connecting the actions of today with a larger sense of purpose. If you can see how your daily goals contribute to a bigger vision, the work becomes more meaningful and less like a chore. There is power in visualizing success as part of the goal-setting process. Taking a moment to picture yourself achieving what you set out to do creates a mental blueprint for success. Visualization taps into the subconscious, sending signals to the brain that this success is not just possible, but inevitable. When you can see it in your mind, you are more likely to take the actions necessary to make it a reality. It's also important to recognize that goal setting isn't about perfection. Life is unpredictable, and things rarely go exactly as planned. That's why flexibility is key. The goal isn't to create an ironclad schedule that must be followed to the letter. Instead, it's about having a clear vision of the most important things that need to be done, knowing that flexibility will be needed along the way. Goals should be viewed as guiding principles, not rigid rules. When setbacks or changes arise, the focus should be on recalibrating and adapting, not abandoning the goal altogether. People who set goals in the morning also recognize the importance of progress over perfection. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't go according to plan, but successful individuals understand that small, consistent steps lead to big results. There is a sense of accomplishment in taking one step forward, even if it's not the perfect one. The key is momentum. Once the day starts with the first action in pursuit of a goal, it becomes easier to continue taking steps, no matter how small. Goal setting isn't just about accomplishing tasks, it's about creating a mindset of success. Each goal achieved, no matter how minor, builds confidence. It sends a message to the brain that success is not only possible, but it's within reach. When the first task of the day is completed, there's a shift in perspective, a sense that the day is yours to shape. The mental discipline developed through daily goal setting extends far beyond the morning routine. It builds resilience and focus, helping individuals stay grounded during the inevitable challenges that come during the day. When the mind is trained to focus on what matters most, distractions lose their power. The constant stream of messages and notifications that once seemed so urgent becomes background noise. The beauty of goal setting in the morning is that it creates a framework for success that is sustainable. Over time, this practice becomes ingrained in daily life, and achieving goals becomes a habit rather than a challenge. Every morning is an opportunity to reinforce this habit and push forward, one small action at a time. It's the consistency that compounds, not just in a day, but over the weeks, months, and years. Goal setting is about clarity, purpose, and action. The small steps taken each morning build the momentum needed to accomplish bigger things. It's about choosing to direct your energy toward the things that matter most, and understanding that success is not about perfection, but about progress. When goals are set with intention, and the mind is clear about what needs to be done, the day becomes an opportunity to move forward, step by step. Chapter 7. How to make it automatic. One of the hardest parts of waking up early and committing to the 5 a.m. habit is making it automatic. It's not enough to just decide one day that you'll start waking up earlier. You have to build a system that supports your decision. Without a structured routine, it becomes easy to slip back into old patterns. If you want to turn the 5 a.m. habit into something that's effortless, you need to design a system that makes it feel natural. Most people start out strong. They wake up at 5 a.m. for a few days, feeling motivated by the idea of creating a new habit. But after a few days, the excitement starts to fade. The bed feels extra comfortable, the snooze button calls out, and the temptation to roll over and sleep for just a few more minutes becomes overwhelming. The truth is, building a new habit is not easy. The brain resists change, even when it's for the better, but that resistance is part of the process. Over time, that resistance weakens as the habit becomes ingrained. To make the 5 a.m. habit automatic, you have to do more than just will yourself to wake up early. It requires creating a series of small, consistent actions that lead up to that moment. It starts the night before. When you set up your environment the night before, the morning becomes a lot easier. If you're trying to wake up early to exercise, lay out your workout clothes before you go to bed. Make sure your alarm is set across the room so you're forced to get up to turn it off. By making these small changes, you reduce the friction between you and your goal. When everything is in place the night before, there's less effort needed to get started. Another key aspect of making the 5 a.m. habit automatic is consistency. The more consistently you wake up at 5 a.m., the easier it becomes. The body thrives on routine. If you wake up at the same time every day, your body's internal clock, or circadian rhythm, adjusts. Soon enough, your body will naturally start waking up at that time, without the need for an alarm. This process takes time, but it's incredibly powerful once it clicks. One of the biggest mistakes people make when trying to create new habits is expecting immediate results. They want to feel the benefits right away. The truth is, building any new habit takes time. It's about showing up day after day, even when you don't feel like it. Over time, your actions will start to align with your goals, and what was once a struggle will become second nature. You don't have to push yourself to do it every day. You just need to trust that consistency will create the results you want. Another strategy to make waking up early automatic is by attaching it to something you're excited about. It's much easier to get up early when you have something to look forward to. If your morning routine involves activities you enjoy, such as reading, journaling, or exercising, you'll be more motivated to get up. The key is to make your morning something you look forward to, rather than something you dread. When you wake up knowing that there's something meaningful waiting for you, the decision to get out of bed becomes much easier. Sometimes the difficulty in waking up early lies in the lack of motivation. Motivation is often seen as the fuel that drives action, but it's unreliable. Motivation comes and goes, which is why relying on it is a mistake. To make the 5 a.m. habit automatic, you need to create a system that doesn't depend on motivation. This means having a clear routine that you follow every day, even when you're not feeling motivated. The more routine your morning becomes, the less you have to think about it. You just do it, because it's a part of your daily rhythm. One way to make the habit stick is by tracking your progress. When you can see that you're making progress, it reinforces your commitment to the habit. Whether it's marking the days on a calendar, using an app, or writing it down in a journal, seeing that streak grow gives you a sense of accomplishment. It's a simple way to remind yourself that the habit is taking root and that consistency is paying off. This can be especially powerful on days when you feel tempted to break the habit. Knowing that you've been successful for days or weeks can give you the push you need to keep going. Additionally, building in accountability can make a huge difference. When you tell someone else about your new habit, it creates an external source of motivation. Whether it's a friend, a family member, or even a group, knowing that others are rooting for you can make it harder to quit. You might not want to let down the people who are cheering for your success, and that can be a powerful motivator to stick with it. One thing to remember when building this habit is that setbacks are normal. There will be days when you oversleep, or when you don't feel like waking up early. That's okay. The important thing is not to be hard on yourself. Instead of focusing on the slip-up, focus on getting back on track. It's easy to get discouraged after a mistake, but the most successful people are those who don't let failure derail them. They acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward. Progress is made not in perfection, but in persistence. Making the 5 a.m. habit automatic doesn't happen overnight, but with the right mindset and strategies, it's absolutely possible. It requires commitment, consistency, and a willingness to embrace the discomfort that comes with change. As time goes on, the early mornings will no longer feel like a chore, they will become a natural part of your day. By building the habit the right way, starting with small, simple actions and staying consistent, you'll find that waking up early becomes effortless. It will no longer require willpower, it will just be something you do. And when that happens, you'll experience the incredible benefits of having more focused, productive mornings that set the tone for the rest of your day. Chapter 8. Weekend Mornings. When it comes to building habits, we often forget that consistency doesn't stop just because it's the weekend. The mindset around weekends is tricky for many. It's a time to relax, unwind, and recharge, and yet, it can be the perfect opportunity to either maintain momentum or fall off track entirely. The challenge is not in the weekday routine, but in maintaining the same level of discipline on weekends as we do during the work week. Weekends can feel like a free pass. The idea of waking up early during the weekend might seem counterproductive to some, as they view it as a break from the responsibilities and stresses of the week. But, just as important as it is to stay consistent throughout the week, it's just as crucial to keep that momentum going on Saturdays and Sundays. If you allow your weekend to turn into a free-for-all where you wake up whenever and abandon your goals, it can have a ripple effect that ruins the routine you've worked so hard to create. The body thrives on consistency, and this doesn't stop just because the calendar says it's Saturday. The key to navigating weekends successfully is to shift your mindset. Waking up early on the weekend doesn't mean you have to work all day or miss out on relaxation time. Instead, it's about making sure that your morning still sets you up for success, even if you plan to take it slower. The 5 a.m. habit doesn't have to be about high-intensity productivity every day, but it should be about consistency. Weekends are a chance to reset your mind, not abandon your goals. If you get up early on Saturday, your energy will last longer, and your sense of discipline will remain intact. The trick is understanding that the 5 a.m. habit isn't just a weekday habit, it's a lifestyle change. The first step in making the 5 a.m. wake up a weekend habit is reframing what the weekend means to you. It's not about working harder or doing more, it's about maintaining your commitment to yourself and your growth. If you've committed to waking up at 5 a.m. during the work week, why let the weekend be an excuse to abandon that commitment? Just as you wouldn't skip breakfast because it's the weekend, you shouldn't skip your 5 a.m. habit. You've put in the effort throughout the week, and the weekend is the perfect time to continue building on that progress. Creating a weekend morning routine doesn't have to be rigid or stressful. It's all about striking a balance between staying on track with your goals and giving yourself the time to relax and recharge. Instead of sleeping in, consider using that extra time to focus on activities that nourish you mentally and physically. You can still enjoy the benefits of waking up early by using the time to reflect, journal, or do something creative. It could be as simple as reading a book, going for a walk, or spending some quiet time reflecting on your goals. If you're tired, it's okay to take it easy, but that doesn't mean you have to completely abandon your early morning habit. The weekend offers a unique opportunity to build more joy into your routine. Since you're not necessarily tied to work tasks or the same level of time pressure, it's a chance to nurture your well-being in ways that might not be possible during the week. The key is to keep the early morning wake-up time sacred. If you want to sleep a bit longer on weekends, it's okay to adjust your wake-up time slightly, but don't abandon the habit entirely. If your goal is 5 a.m. on weekdays, try waking up at 6 or 6:30 on the weekend. This way you're still prioritizing your early morning routine, but allowing your body the rest it needs after a week of discipline. Another aspect of the weekend challenge is planning your activities so that your early wake-up time doesn't feel wasted. This is where having a flexible but structured morning routine can help. A weekend morning routine might include time for personal growth, exercise or reflection, but it should also involve some form of relaxation or enjoyment. You've worked hard all week, and the weekend is an opportunity to reap the rewards of your effort, but don't allow yourself to fall into the trap of overindulgence. You don't have to spend the whole day running errands or tackling a never-ending to-do list, but waking up early gives you the time to reflect and make mindful choices for your day. Another benefit of maintaining your early wake-up time on the weekends is that it sets the tone for the following week. If you sleep in on Saturday and Sunday, come Monday morning, it's harder to get back into your routine. You've trained your body to expect the 5 a.m. wake-up, and when you skip it for a couple of days, it's difficult to get back on track. Maintaining your 5 a.m. habit through the weekend creates a seamless transition from one week to the next. You're not resetting your body clock, instead you're keeping it steady and prepared for what lies ahead. This consistency not only strengthens your physical routine, but also reinforces the mental resilience necessary to keep going. There's also a psychological element to consider. When you wake up early on weekends, you send a powerful message to yourself. You are committed to your growth, no matter what day of the week it is. This level of discipline builds confidence. It's easy to give yourself excuses during the weekend, but when you show up for yourself early in the morning, you prove that you are capable of following through with your goals, even when no one is holding you accountable. This creates a mental toughness that can translate into other areas of your life, not just your morning routine. Weekends also present an opportunity for deeper self-care. When you're not working, you can use the quiet early morning hours to do things that recharge your spirit. It might be a great time to meditate, practice gratitude, or spend time on personal projects that bring you joy. These activities allow you to fill your cup so that you're not just giving to others during the week, but also taking care of yourself in ways that matter. Waking up early on the weekend isn't about pushing yourself harder, it's about balancing work and rest in a way that enhances your overall well-being. Staying consistent on the weekend doesn't mean you can't have some flexibility. It's about finding a middle ground. It's about not letting the weekend be an excuse to abandon your progress, but also allowing yourself the grace to adjust. If you wake up early and choose to rest for a bit longer, that's fine. But don't lose the habit altogether. Small changes like getting up at 5:30 instead of 5 are still a victory. It's important to recognize that consistency is what counts most. Progress doesn't happen in one day or one weekend, but in the long-term commitment you make to yourself. The weekend should be a time for you to enjoy the fruits of your labor, and part of that is maintaining your early wake-up time. It allows you to sustain the momentum you've built throughout the week and enter the new week with energy and confidence. Consistency is not about rigidly following a schedule, it's about creating a rhythm in your life that works for you. With a little flexibility, you can keep the 5 a.m. habit alive over the weekend while still allowing yourself time to unwind. It's a balance that, once achieved, can truly enhance your life. Chapter 9. Success Stories. Success stories have the power to light the way for those of us who are still figuring out how to take that first step or sustain our efforts. When we hear about others who have achieved great things, it can feel like a spark of inspiration, like a reminder that transformation is possible. But more than just the end result, success stories are about the process. They are a testament to the idea that small actions compounded over time can create big changes. The daily commitment to something, like waking up at 5 a.m., isn't about instant gratification or massive leaps. It's about doing the work day in and day out. And when you look at how successful people live their lives, you'll notice one thing in common: they don't give up on their habits. There's this notion that success happens overnight, but that's rarely the case. It's usually the result of countless mornings spent showing up when it's not easy, when you're tired, and when every part of you just wants to stay under the covers. The people who seem to have it all together didn't get there by skipping over the basics. They didn't reach their goals by avoiding the daily grind. They reached them by sticking with their routines, even on the tough days. You've probably heard stories of people who start their day at 5 a.m. It's not just about waking up early, it's about creating momentum in your life. Think of how many successful people talk about their morning routines and how they've shaped their day. From CEOs to athletes, authors to entrepreneurs, the stories are filled with people who prioritize their mornings. They've made waking up early an integral part of their success. And when you understand why they do it, you start to realize it's not about a specific time, it's about making time for yourself. For instance, take someone like Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. His day starts at 3:45 a.m., giving him a few hours of peace and solitude before his workday begins. That quiet time allows him to focus on his health, his reading, and his emails, setting the tone for the rest of the day. What makes his story interesting is not that he wakes up so early, but that he has built an intentional morning routine. He's not rushing into his day, he's setting himself up for success. This type of discipline isn't a coincidence, it's a choice, one that he makes every single day. And it's not just the big-name CEOs that benefit from a 5 a.m. start. Writers, athletes, and creative individuals across all industries have talked about the power of their morning habits. Take Oprah Winfrey, for example. She's spoken openly about how the early morning hours are sacred to her. Oprah doesn't just wake up early to get a head start on her work. She wakes up early for her personal rituals. She meditates, reads, and works on her fitness. For her, those hours are about nurturing her body and mind before the demands of her day take over. Oprah's story shows that success isn't just about getting things done. It's about intentionally caring for yourself, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Then there's Robin Sharma, the author of The 5 a.m. Club. His book itself is a success story about the power of early mornings and how they can transform your life. Sharma's life story is a testament to what happens when you decide to embrace discipline and structure. He's worked with some of the most successful people in the world and has seen firsthand how a solid morning routine can positively affect both productivity and well-being. His approach isn't just about waking up early, it's about making those early hours count. Whether it's reading, working out, or simply reflecting, those morning hours set the tone for the rest of the day. The discipline of waking up early is a tool that successful people use to create space for the things that matter most in their lives. What can we take from these stories? It's clear that success isn't a one-time event. It's built every day. The stories of people like Tim Cook, Oprah, and Robin Sharma remind us that waking up early is more than just about getting things done. It's about creating a foundation for success, one that you can build on for years to come. But the magic doesn't happen in the early morning hours alone. It happens when those early hours are used intentionally. Think about a time when you woke up early for something important, a trip, a big meeting, or a personal goal you were working toward. The difference in how you felt in those moments was palpable. Your mind was clear, your focus was sharp, and your energy was high. That's the power of an intentional morning. It's not about rushing through the day or trying to cram everything into a few hours. It's about dedicating time to yourself, to your goals, and to your well-being. So many of us wake up and immediately jump into the chaos of the day, checking our phones, scrolling through emails, or rushing out the door. But in doing so, we've already given up the most important time of the day. The first moments upon waking are sacred. They're the moments that set the tone for everything that follows. And when you intentionally decide to wake up early, you are giving yourself the gift of time. You are giving yourself the chance to build something great, one day at a time. When we look at successful people, we don't just see their accomplishments, we see their routines, we see their commitment to waking up early, to using their mornings wisely, and to prioritizing what matters most. But it's not always easy. There are days when it's tempting to stay in bed, to hit snooze one more time, to ignore the early alarm. But it's in those moments of resistance that the real growth happens. The difference between those who succeed and those who don't is often found in how they handle those moments. Do you let the temptation of comfort win, or do you choose discipline and growth? The truth is that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. What separates successful people from the rest is how they use those hours. The 5 a.m. habit is one of the most powerful ways to start using those hours intentionally. It's a commitment to yourself and your growth, and it's a commitment that pays off over time. You may not feel like you're on the path to success just yet, but by waking up early and taking action every day, you're laying the groundwork for your own success story. And just like the stories of Tim Cook, Oprah and Robin Sharma, yours will be a story about discipline, growth, and the power of showing up every day. The important thing is to start, and once you do, you'll find that the journey becomes its own reward. Success doesn't happen overnight, but it happens steadily, one early morning at a time. Chapter 10. Your new life. At 5 a.m. The first few weeks of waking up at 5 a.m. may feel like a battle. Your body will resist, your mind will make excuses, and every ounce of you might want to stay tucked under the covers. But as the days pass, something shifts. What once felt like a challenge starts to feel like a choice. A choice that is strengthening you, shaping you, and guiding you toward a new version of yourself. It's not just about waking up early anymore, it's about embracing the discipline and commitment that come with it. It's about realizing that the first step towards success is showing up for yourself when it's hard, and the rewards of doing so unfold in ways you can't always predict. As you continue to wake up early, the mornings become your most productive, peaceful, and powerful moments of the day. The chaos of the world hasn't yet begun, and you have a rare opportunity to work in silence, to create, and to build. This early time is no longer about forcing yourself out of bed. It becomes about protecting your time and your mental space. The 5 a.m. habit shifts from a struggle to a privilege. You start to value those quiet moments in the morning, the hours when your focus is at its peak, when your energy is untainted by distractions. But the real transformation doesn't just happen because you're waking up early. It's what you do with that time that matters. You begin to make the most of those hours by focusing on what truly matters to you, whether it's your personal growth, your health, your goals, or your relationships. The power of the 5 a.m. habit lies in how it creates space for you to focus on what you value most. It allows you to invest in yourself before the world demands anything of you. As the habit becomes ingrained, it doesn't just affect your mornings, it has a ripple effect that touches every aspect of your life. You start to notice how much more control you have over your day. You've already accomplished something before the sun is fully up, and that sense of achievement carries you through the rest of your day. By the time you reach the afternoon, you've already made strides toward your goals, whether it's by working on a project, completing a workout, or taking time to meditate. You've gained momentum, and that momentum fuels everything else you do. The 5 a.m. habit also teaches you to take your time seriously. When you start to see the value of those first hours of the day, you begin to see the value in every moment. You stop procrastinating because you realize how precious your time is. The clarity you gain in the early mornings spills over into the rest of your day. Your mind is sharper, your decisions are clearer, and you find yourself accomplishing more with less effort. Tasks that once felt overwhelming now feel manageable because you've taken the time to start your day with intention and focus. There is also a sense of pride that comes from consistently waking up early. It's not just about checking off another to-do list item, it's about mastering yourself. It's about proving to yourself that you have the discipline to do something difficult, day after day. The pride isn't in the number of hours you wake up early, but in the knowledge that you are taking control of your life. You're making a commitment to your future self, and that commitment strengthens you in ways you may not even realize. But even on the days when it feels hard, when the temptation to sleep in is overwhelming, remember that you're building something lasting. The habit is a long-term investment. You may not see immediate results every day, but the results will come. Over time, you'll notice improvements in your energy, your mindset, and your productivity. The benefits of the 5 a.m. habit compound. It's not about perfection. It's about consistency. As you continue down this path, you'll find that you are becoming more disciplined, more resilient, and more focused. Each morning that you wake up early becomes a small victory, and each victory is a step toward a bigger goal. You are reshaping your identity with every choice you make. You're telling yourself that you are capable of greatness, that you are worthy of investing in yourself. And with each new day, you continue to reinforce that belief. The 5 a.m. habit doesn't just change your mornings, it changes your life. It shows you that small actions, taken consistently, lead to extraordinary results. It helps you tap into your full potential, setting the stage for growth, success, and fulfillment. As the habit becomes second nature, you start to see your life through a different lens. You realize that your mornings are a microcosm of your life. How you start your day is often how you start everything. And when you start with intention, focus, and discipline, you build a foundation for everything else to flourish. Success isn't just about waking up early, it's about what you do with the time you have. The 5 a.m. habit is a tool, a powerful tool, but the real magic lies in how you use it. It's about investing in your growth, setting your day on the right track, and creating momentum that propels you forward. It's about creating the life you want, one morning at a time. As you move forward in this journey, remember that change doesn't happen overnight. There will be days when it feels like you've hit a wall, but those are the days that matter most. Those are the days when your commitment is tested, when you keep showing up, even when it's hard. That's when you truly begin to change. The 5 a.m. habit isn't just a way to start your day, it's a way to start your life. Every early morning is a new beginning, an opportunity to move closer to the person you want to become. It's a reminder that you are in control of your life, and with every decision you make, you are shaping your future. When you embrace this habit, you begin to realize that you're not just building a morning routine, you're building a life. A life of discipline, growth, and success. And that's something worth waking up for.